This is a story about a little elf named Tyrone by Abraham Williams. Once upon a time, there was a band of elves that lived deep in the kingdom forests of Ar. The elves were known for their good deeds to those who would travel into the woods in search of food and wood for their fires. Whenever they found someone traipsing through the woods looking for food, they'd jingle their bells to show where the edibles could be found. One such man who often went deep into the woods for edibles and wood for his fire was a woodcutter named Fjordan. Fjordan enjoyed his time in the woods. It was quiet there, and he always found delicious mushrooms and plenty of firewood. Each day, he would wander through the woods and listen for the little elf bells. Once he found the edible, he would always reach into his pocket and leave a piece of honey cake. This was his way of thanking the elves for helping him along. Although all of the elves were kind-hearted, there was one who enjoyed fits of mischief. His name was Tyrone. He loved to talk of tricks, where he would lead the woodcutter deeper into the woods where he might become lost. Then, he imagined he would miraculously appear and lead the woodcutter back to his home to be rewarded with all of the honey cake for himself. While the elves did discourage such behavior, Tyrone still did plan. His sister Elgin, knowing his plans, would always look for Tyrone's tricks. She would hide his bell just as the woodcutter would come into the woods. When Tyrone realized that his sister was hiding his bell on purpose, he did make himself a new bell unbeknownst to Elgin and the others. This new bell he hid. When the woodcutter came into the woods and Elgin hid her brother's bell, Tyrone pretended to be in the sorrows. "Oh, I'll never be able to make my mischief now. I just can't find my bell," he'd say. "Elgin, can you tell me where it is?" His sister Elgin would only say, "It's probably where you left it last." Tyrone waited while all the other elves went out with their bells. Then he grabbed his new bell and headed out towards the woodcutter. Once there, he heard the bells of the other elves and saw the woodcutter walking with his head tilted to one side so he could hear the bells better. Tyrone began to ring his bell loudly, and the woodcutter began to follow his bell. Tyrone crept quickly through the woods deeper and deeper. The woodcutter began to get restless. "I hope you're taking me to a large ring of mushrooms, little elf. I do not know this way through the forest." Chuckling to himself, Tyrone the elf went deeper and deeper, stopping his ringing here, starting his ringing there so as to confuse the woodcutter. "Little elf, I think you're playing games with me." He began to get angry. Tyrone did not expect the woodcutter to get angry, and then the woodcutter sat down. Tyrone was frustrated and rang his bell some more. Still, the woodcutter did not rise. He came closer, jingled his bell some more. Still, the woodcutter would not rise. He came even closer, almost right next to the woodcutter, and jingled his bell. The woodcutter quickly turned around and grabbed him. "Little elf, you have been playing games with me. Why are you doing this?" The elf said, "Please let me go. I only wanted to make you think I'd saved you. I wanted to lead you out of the woods, and you would give me all the honey cake." Well, the woodcutter was not happy. "Little elf, you are leading me out of the woods right now." And so he did. He led the woodcutter all the way back to where the woodcutter had come into the woods. He sat Tyrone down. "You make me not want to come into the woods again. I don't trust the elves anymore." The other elves were nearby and heard this. They came out quickly and said, "Tyrone did this on his own. He did this because he wanted all of the honey cake for himself. We would not lead you astray." The woodcutter understood, and so he gave all of his honey cake to the other elves and none to Tyrone. he said. Your mischievous behavior is unacceptable, little elf. I hope you've learned your lesson. The other elves took Tyrone back into the woods. Tyrone understood and wanted to regain the trust of everyone, and so he did plan to go with the elves to the woodcutter again, but without his bell. He would not ask for one again until one was given.